Okay, we're learning today Masechta Oilos, Paragimel, Mishkabeis, Mloy Tarva. It was a ladleful. Offa Rikovain Shalmeis, dust of a dead person. Hamet Hamei, boil, which was the time boil. Shanespazi Masechabais has been dispersed. Venis Oriv, boy offer, call Shu, and when it gets dispersed, what's the point we want to make over here? The point
gets mixed in other offer.
It's all pure. It's all pure. It's all purely dead.
It's not pure.
It's not pure. Abayis Tamei, kol mash abayis tam mishum oil shohol sins vein ve'onu yoidim sheyesh kan vadim muloy tarvad reke b'sach abayis
Ficha
Levir avi v'nu v'shohu mu'ur b'ofa even though it's even though it's b'ofa in the midst it's not bottle
Rabbi, shimim b'tahe
Yerushim b'tahe shoholach l'hush l'zosoy shereke b'mishun sabu d'vracha inim tamei v'af kan hol v'yesh ta'aru v'sofa inim tamei murdik halacha Kerstin dafiyomi once and once he had this whole dafiyomi is that if it's not pure you need pure dust of a human being. Anything that's not pure, it's not metame boil. Okay, even though you have the whole thing is that the gan zach is there. The gan zach is there, but it's not pure, it's not metame next
to gan's kite.
Revius tam, ha metame boil.
He says he's metame. Why?
Because it's not pure. Even though you have
it's not
every,
pure because
every
it's mixed
stack.
With, it's mixed.
Offer. It's mixed.
Even though it's in the house.
Right. Next halacha, revius tam.
Do you have a machlokes with who?
Between Tanakam
and Shimon.
Okay, you have to memorize that. Revigistam, Hamatan Boil, Shanivlam Sarabayas, Rikarkabayas, Revigistam, they have absorbed Habayas Tar, Kolema Mash, Nichnas Sarabayas, Lachash. What was that sound? Kolema Mash, Nichnas Sarabayas, Lachash Nil, Sham, Hadam.
Why is it Tar?
Because it got absorbed in the ground, so it's not the end.
It's still here. Still here.
No, it has to be. That's a lot of
dam.
Dam that's absorbed in the ground is Tar.
Okay, Vaita.
Okay, Vaita. Kolema Mash, Nichnas Sarabayas, Lachash Nivla. Right, normally it's with Thomas. Shenivla now, it's not no longer with Sholem. It's Shenivla, it got to be absorbed.
The karka bais, right?
The karka bais. Normally it's in a cup, now it's in the karka. Habayis tar. Why? Because Mash Shenivla Zuchabayis La'acha Shenivla Sham. Whatever, call him ma, any item. There's no tumas oihel. Normally, a revius tam is metam be oihel. So ma, what becomes tame?
Why isn't there an oil here?
There is an oil over here.
So,
but what the person who enters? Why not?
Who entered? What's
either an object, tumas oihel.
After
we got absorbed. After
who is the person? Who what?
Any person enters into this home.
After it's absorbed.
After the blood has been absorbed, is not tummy. Bram, call Mashoi Bebes B'shosh Nivla.
Oh, that's a, so that makes sense.
Okay? Good. Next halacha. Nivla B'chsos. This is what we got up to last time. Let us say, Nivla B'chsos. Let's say,
Amen.
Nivla B'chsos. Let's say the blood got absorbed into the clothing.
Go ahead.
K clothing. In Miss Cabezas, you say, when
if you clean it,
the Ksus of the oil is Shemachini Sue Labe Labayas, Lachin Labadam, come out by Summy. In other words,
it's the same as the oil,
since it can be removed. You have over here a revius of blood.
Can be removed.
And as in a garment, if there's potential for me to extract
Kolayma.
You take this garment and you bring the garment into the bias. So now the bias is a
kind of
bias. Why? Because the blood can be removed.
Okay,
right. The blood cannot be extracted. Let's see the book in Apitoy. Why? Because
you can't extract it.
Anything that is absorbed into a garment that cannot be extracted.
Right.
Of course, you go to dry cleaners. They have other techniques, but naturally. Fine. Maybe now. How do you extract it? What is the natural means of extraction of blood?
You take water,
and then you take more water, and you put water, or maybe mayim achem, the noise of the sechem of yistam. Im hoyamareihem shave harezu tumo. You will have to hoyra. What does that mean? Perish advar. We do a test. We do a scientific experiment. I just learned this with someone recently. He told us yom tov. Im achas shakinis is a kusos chayi b'mayim shenischatu me'akusot to sefer shel revius. I take water and I clean the garment. So now I look at the garment. I start off with how much water. How much water do I start off with? Let's say a quart of water. Quart, okay, a quart or a gallon of water. And now I have a gallon plus a revius. So that means the machak shakim says as a kusos chayi b'mayim shenischatu mechavisa to sefer shel revius al mashe vilufila.
If I
okay, so
came out
revius. But let's say I don't. Let's say when
so
I.
So then it's tar.
So then, no, but then we do an experiment.
Shuv.
But let's say when I do, I go and I wash it in a gallon of water.
Yeah.
And now all I have left is a gallon of water.
Okay.
So, but wait a minute, the clothing is still soaking wet.
Okay.
Maybe I have to do a test. I bring other water, my machairim. Can be das meakvis, exactly the same amount of water they used to clean the clothing. Pachos revius minus a revius of water.
Yeah.
Pachos revius. The nice little sacham revius. I take real blood. I take real blood, real blood to be mashed on the shear. Now I have exactly 1 gallon of water. It's a gallon minus a revius of water. I look at the color. Then I look at the color of water that I have in front of me from the meakvisa, from the laundry, from right. Where I talk. If the color is exactly the same, that is an indication I have a revius of blood in this gallon. Oh, but it's only a gallon. I started with a gallon. I finished with a gallon. Right. The answer is you know where the other water is. You know the revius is. It's in the clothing because it's so wet. That's the answer. Because we assume that the missing revius is in the clothing. So you really do have a revius of blood. The imlav tahira. Okay, so you have to do a test. Basically, you have to do a scientific test to determine if you have a revius of water. That's the test. Sachaz over the Mishnah. A maloi tarvat, a ladle full of rakov, of dust, of corpse dust. I'm gonna be one day.
We learned this 3 times already. Come on.
I like this Mishnah.
I know.
I enjoy this Mishnah. Because I'm gonna be thinking about it in the grave.
Good.
I'm gonna be maloi tarvat rakov shnespazer.
Yeah.
B'stach abayis.
Yeah.
Okay. In the bayis, abayis tameh. Mushim is matabikos. It's a taruvis.
Good. Revius dam.
Revius dam. But revius of dam shnivlo b'sech habayis. It's absorbed. Habayis tar. Because it's absorbed. Now let's say it's nivlo b'chsos. So it all depends if I can clean the clothing and extract
it.
Eh, Miss Gabes says if I can clean the clothing.
V'yotze
mimenu revius dam. Tameya. But v'yem alaf tahayra.
Right.
Shekhala b'lua she'inu yochalot. There's anything that is absorbed in the clothing that can be extracted as tar. Nishbach dam be'avir. Okay, let's say blood spills be'avir. Heine b'chutz tachas gab kishrom.
Nishbach.
Nishbach.
I can't see it.
Nishbach.
Nishbach.
So selfish. I'm a stray, selfish, dirty old man who enjoys some just repast from handouts in the streets.
Right.
Parasite. A parasite. Added to my lexicon. Nishbach adam be'avir. I should have said it over here. It's not going to be good for shetuchim. People should hear that on the tape. Right, Nishbach Adam. I'm telling you, millions of people listen to this.
Don't worry, nobody's listening. Nishbach Adam.
It's going to be worth millions one day. This.
Yeah.
Yashaber. You heard that, my son? Nishbach Adam. Let's say the blood spills in the ears of the Hein Bechutz. Tachas Kiva Shemaim.
Nishbach Adam.
Blood spills in the outdoors. Tachas Kiva Shemaim. Hein Bechutz Shemaim. Hein
Bechutz
Shemaim.
Tachas
Kiva Shemaim. Kiva Shemaim. It's like getting married. Married. You go outside.
The outdoors.
Outdoors. The Lord Aval, but Harami Vartanu Mefarish.
B'sechabayis.
He changed the gears. B'sechabayis. Fine. Umak Sha'Allah Ba'al Tayyus Yantav. Im Hoya Mekoy Mahamakam Shnish Mechobar Rebis Adam Kitafres. Meshupa. Kitafres means it's on a slope. A midroin. Madroin means an angle. It's on a slope. Okay, like it's like a slope of the hill. Adam al miktsasai, I'm part of it. Al miktsadam tar, like shekit Taf Reis Einan Chibur. Because Taf Reis means a slope, a place that's on a slope, there's no din oil. Since the blood is in motion, there's no din oil when the blood is in motion on a slope. Rav Shloh Hoyel Al Shir Atomah. Okay, that's halacha. Halacha is in a slopey place. A madroin is a meshupa madroin. There's no din oil on a madroin. Okay, shekitaf reis in chibur. Arishloihil al shir tomo. Hari amokim shnishbach by hadam ash boirin sheka. It means it was flat. Sheka means flat. Going guva pit shosh adam ha'im mechunas bo. Oyshe karash congealed. Adam, even if it's on a slopey place, but the blood is not moving, the blood is not in motion. Okay, if the blood is flat, not going anywhere, then it's tame. Nishbach Adam al Haskupa, al Amitan Shavaras upon the threshold. I couldn't find a lot of things this morning. I couldn't find my glasses, I couldn't find my yarmulke, I couldn't find my wallet, everything I couldn't find this morning. Everything I lost. I told someone, you said about me, and they were laughing so hard. So my sister-in-law, that you said that if my head wasn't attached to my body, I wouldn't know where my head is either. She was not aimless, and she was laughing very hard. He cheered her up. You see that? You sit over here in the bunker over here, and you say something, and you give the chama to a person that's 40 miles away. Half of that was a koyach of the adi. Achori adi v'lechori yisha. So here's the aside. The askupa sabayis, the threshold of a bayis, blood goes one way. The blood goes in. On the threshold of a bayis, it's constructed in such a way where the blood only goes inside. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, baby mechutz. The bias, mild of bias, alamitza, we've done tar, komasha bias to the village was shein, ain why? No, it's not this is tar. Komasha is to the village, ain katafre schibo. Hoyash barin, show your shaka bescoop of Adam Humas boy, or your shakarash, same thing, or congeal tome, komasha bias, I'll be sure of Shalom is the dumb, which one will. Bain shibbemes, bain culture based tome, because masha shibbemes, tome, mutame. Every part of the body is mutame. Except chutzmina shinayim, vahasayar, Yatsi Pyren. Three things are namatame. Teeth, hair, and nails. Okay? Got it? Yachasha perishubin amaze. After it's perishubin amaze, Atama Rubik Mora, Shnemar, Oi Beetzem Odom. Ma Etzem Shnemar Ibo, Vein Gizimachlev. Bones are part of the body and they don't exchange. Call Mashavi Mo in Gizimachlev. You don't get new teeth. You don't get new teeth. They have one chance. Yatsi Shnam Shlomibu Ibo. The person is not born with teeth. Exchanges. Get new here. When the hair is attached to the body, the blood spilled outdoors in the street in the gas. The body become ketafres. If the place on a slope, the blood is going down a mountain. Veil al niktsosoy and part of the blood, not a part, not a revius tar. Hoya ashbayren. Let's say the blood was ashbayren means it was flat. Oshe karash or congealed. Tomei, even if you mahel on niktsosoy, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. Got it?
Ooh.
Okay. Even mahel niktsosoy, five of this is the blood.
I got it.
Then tar. Hoya next. Tar. Wait. Niktsosoy tar. Next, Haya Ashbar Doy Kosh Tame. Next Allah. Nishbach Alho is scupa on the threshold of your bias. What's the chiddush? The chiddush over here is even if the blood's gonna flow into the house, so there should be oil. There should be an oil. Right? Because where's the blood going? The blood's going inside. So why don't we say there's oil? No, that's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah.
It's moving.
Even right, exactly. Now, on the scupa, there's a chiddush of this part, because this part it's not in the avir. It's over the threshold. The bias is being mahil. So you would think, and the blood anyway is going indoors. No, it's not. It's on a slope. Because where the blood's going inside, where it's going outside, the bias of love. Tar. Even the case which is going inside. Let's say the blood on the threshold is eshboyron. It's flat. Then it's tame.
Right.
Every part of the body, any part of the human body is tame. Right. When they detached, go to a dentist and
the
teeth right around. They are set here. The atziburn. Why? Because you're not born with teeth, and see and see part there exchange. When they're still attached, when the teeth are attached to a dead body, and someone touches the tooth, it becomes tame.
Oh, it's
attached. Well, the teeth are detached, they're not tummy. But when the teeth are attached to the dead body, then we're going to 2 minutes. We're going to 16 minutes.